Long introduction to the first spiritual secret of the name Ani Melech. One of the greatest things in my life, and it is the maximum greatest thing in my life, was encountering and coming to Poland in the 11th of March in 2007, and being in the presence of all the Orthodox Jewish people who all read and believed in the name Ani Melech. And the reason why they read and believed it is because it works. If it didn't work, they wouldn't follow, they wouldn't read it, they wouldn't believe it, they wouldn't talk about it. But they follow, it works. It's a practical guide to life for work. One of the reasons why we all fail in life is because we're not given the right guidance. You might have had dysfunctional parents who weren't giving you the right guidance. It might be your parents had problems in their relationship sector or problems in the financial sector, so you weren't given the right guidance. And that's why many people go to college, to get the right guidance. But unfortunately, in the teaching profession, in the professing, in the college profession, in the student profession, in the real world, though, there's an expression that those people who can do, they do it, and other people who can't do it, they teach it. And unfortunately, teachers are people who failed. They failed in real life. For example, music teachers, they failed to become a musician, a proper musician, a musician that makes plenty of money, a musician that would be successful. So they failed. They didn't make it into an orchestra. They didn't make it in life. So they became a music teacher. I'm not having a go at those people. Everyone's got a role in life. Everyone's got a role to play. But that is the expression. And the name Ani Melech and his descendants and all the rabbis afterwards over the past 220 years. They don't just teach it, they practice what they teach, and that's why there's an aura of success around the spiritual crowd, the spiritual group, the spiritual collective energy of the Neyam Ani Melech. Unfortunately, and I say very sadly and unfortunately, amongst both Orthodox Jewish people and other segregant groups of Jewish people, they live in clubs, they live in little groups, they live in little sectors. Some Jewish people aren't welcome in other groups because you're Reform, you're conservative, you're too modern, you're too Orthodox, you're too religious, you're too this, you're too that. There's always different groups. But the Neyam Ani Melech, the group of the people who are following the Neyam Ani Melech, we accept everybody. You accept everybody, whether they're religious or they're not religious, whether they've got the side locks and the big black hats, or whether they haven't got beards or they haven't got beards, whether they are just in jeans or whether they're modern, whether they're Israeli, whether they're American, doesn't matter. He does not define, and I'll also define the truth of what they call the Breslov Hasidim, because Breslov is in Uman in Ukraine. The Breslov also have the same principle. And Chabad, you see that the Chabad movement, which is also a different group, they also have the same, they welcome everybody. And when you welcome everybody, you're following the teachings, the idealistic teachings of what we call the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was the Hasidic master of the 17th century, and all his followers, which Neyam Ani Melech is a follower of the Baal Shem Tov, the Magician Maggid, all these followers all define the Hasidic movement of being welcoming to everybody. It's an all-inclusive to everybody. Neyam Ani Melech goes one step further in Likutei Shoshana, and he explains that in the end of times, there will be some souls that are, in fact, Jewish souls. They are spiritual souls, but they won't be labeled Jewish. They won't have a label on them. They might have a label Christian on them. They might have a label Buddhist on them. They might have a label something else, because they don't need to be reincarnated as a Jewish soul, but they are, have got that Jewish tendency. And hence, that's why people find the teachings online. You find Jewish things and you find you're attracted to Jewish things. Why are you attracted? You're not Jewish. You're not this, you're not that, but it doesn't matter. Similarly, Jewish people are attracted to Catholicism, because Catholicism comes from Yeshua, which was the original teacher he was Jewish. He was a tribe from King David, a descendant of King David. I'm digressing, but I'm defining an all-inclusive energy. So the spiritual Neyam Ani Melech is all-inclusive for everybody on the planet Earth, because everybody on planet Earth will, at the age of enlightenment, will experience the same enlightenment. Sooner or later, everyone's going to get it. You talk about the internet that was created created in Sapinsley in CERN in 1993, everybody's online today. Yeah, out of 7 billion people on the planet, I think 6 billion are online today. Right? Why? Because it spreads, it grows, it's the way it is. The same with spirituality, it's age of enlightenment, the same with your soulful experiences. You will eventually, everybody will eventually feel it, whether it be in 10 or 20 or 30 years' time, everyone's going to achieve it and experience it. It's a collective energy that we live on planet Earth. So that's the introduction to Neyman Emech. Number one, all-inclusive. So what is the first spiritual secret, all-inclusive? It is what we call your higher self, your soul, mind, body, and spirit. Mind is your thought energy. Your thought energy connects your real life to your spirit. Your soul, that is, where it is, I don't know. I'm not going to go into any technicality the way your soul is. But when you don't remember things, it's because it was irrelevant to your soul. When you do remember things, it means it was very relevant to your soulful experience of life. You all remember when you got married 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, because that was a soulful mind, body, and spirit. You were connected, you were grounded, you were living in real life your destiny. Whether your marriage lasted or didn't, it doesn't matter. What mattered is you were mind, body, and spirit, you're fully present. The vast majority of our time, the vast majority of the things that we do in our lives, and it is me included, all the same, the vast majority is a lot of nonsense, absolute nonsense. And the only way I can compare it is all the meals that you've eaten, all the food that you've eaten, the vast majority of the meals that you've eaten, you've forgotten it. It may be some special meals, an anniversary or a dinner or a wedding meal, some special meals or some delicious restaurant meals. Maybe you remember them and it'll whet your appetite now even to think about them. But otherwise, or your first date, you went on a date with somebody and you remember the meal that we had on the first date. So you remember certain places, certain meals, but otherwise every other meal you've forgotten about. Because it wasn't really that relevant. It was just relevant to your existence, but it wasn't relevant to your living. There's an existence that we exist in standby mode, and then there's a living mode. So the Neyman Emech now says, are we just existing? And in which case you're on standby. It's like a television, the blank screen, it's on standby. The little light is on, but there's a little light is on, but the big light isn't on. You're on standby and you're waiting for things to happen. When things actually happen that you remember, you never forget, they are mind, body, and soul. So the exercise that the Neyman Emech suggests in the Kutei Shoshana at the very end of the end of the end, he's summarizing at the end, he says that we have to think back to all the things, Binish Shnei Vaday, that's the expression of the Neyman Emech. You have to think back to every single year of your life. Do you remember what happened in 1977, 1981, 1983? Now, some things you just forgotten about. It's irrelevant. Your childhood, some parts of your childhood were totally irrelevant to your adult life. So you've even forgotten what you were doing when you're 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. The friends that you had, they're meaningless. They were not relevant to your future. Therefore, you've forgotten totally about them. You can't even remember them. Everybody and everything that is memorable in your mind right now, without even thinking too hard, it means that you were present, mind, body, and soul. Everything else that you've forgotten about, even the things that you forgot about what you did yesterday, and the day before, and the day before, and the day, even things that you forgot about last week you did, you weren't present. And when your soul isn't present in your mind and your body and your real life, then you're actually on standby mode. You're actually not accomplishing anything whatsoever. You're not doing anything with life. Your life is dead boring. And hence the reason why now the Jewish New Year that's just been last week, I went to the Neyman Emech and the Gents, I promised I'm going to summarize it exactly the way he does, short and sweet and straight to the point, and define it as a exercise to make it work. Make it work for you, make it work for me. Because after all, we're leading into major changes astrologically, major changes in the next 12 months, defined by the Pluto going into Aquarius in January 2024. So we're getting ready for that new beginning. And getting ready for it means being present, mind, body, and soul. So list those things in your life. List those events in your life. Remember those dates that were really memorable, but you never, ever forget. And I'll tell you the truth. For me, this year, January, February, and until middle of March, were a bit wishy-washy. I can't even remember what I did in January. Can't even remember what the weather was like in January, February. March, oh yeah, March. I remember something very important. 31st of March, very important in March. And I remember a couple of dates very important in April. And a few more important dates around the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th of May. And then the rest of May and June and July. You can ask me any date in May and June and July and August, now September. And I can remember almost every single day. Why? Because something tremendously bigger than big happened in my life on the 3rd, 4th of May. So the definition of you in the past few months are the things that you've just totally forgotten about, wishy-washy, absolute nonsense, meaningless, nothing eventful happened, or did something actually happen? If they did, then you were present mind, body, and soul. So now the next exercise. Now that you've understood, it's all-inclusive. That's the first part of the first spiritual. All-inclusive. Why is it for everybody? Everybody's got a soul. And a Christian and a Buddhist and a Chinese and an atheist and a punk rock singer. Everybody's got a soul. Mind, body and soul applies to every single human being on this planet Earth. And according to some, even it applies to cats and dogs because they have got a soul inside them that's a reincarnated soul and it's been trapped inside a dog or a cat. So even animals, even chickens and fish are known to have reincarnated souls. So we're talking about an all-inclusive energy, number one. Number two is the fact that you have to activate your mind, body and soul in with your mind. It's a thought energy. Do you remember all the things that you've been through, all the things that you've experienced? And therefore, now leading to number three, in order to be present right now, today, as you're listening to me, right now, you have to now take control of the standby switch inside you, and you have to do things now differently. Three things that we do differently. One is we either change our routine to do it differently, or we do things what we normally do, but we do it slowly. And we do it, when we do it slowly, we say, I'm now paying attention to what I'm doing. I am now sitting in my automobile and driving and going somewhere. I am now going to the grocery store. I'm going to buy something. I'm now eating a bread roll. I'm now eating some French fries. I'm now eating chocolate ice cream. But don't just gobble it down as a on standby mode without being present. Delicious. Tasty. And you've got to live in the moment to remind yourself that I am living in this moment. Mind, body and soul. When you ground yourself and when you open your eyes and open your mind to do things slowly, one thing at a time, not multifunctioning, because multifunctioning people are just in robotic mode. They're doing this and doing that. They're not even cognizant. But when you're concentrated, mind, body and soul, then you are now living in that present moment. You remember the first time you got in an automobile and it was a driving lesson. And the first driving lesson you had, you strove, you was nervous. You were driving that very first automobile with the driving instructor. You never forget that driving moment. Every other time you probably got in your automobile, if it wasn't somewhere exciting or it wasn't a brand new automobile, you didn't even remember getting inside or you don't even remember driving. But the first experience, a new experience, or doing it slowly, defined by you, your mind, body and soul, living that experience. So going somewhere new is also a definition of opening your mind, body and soul. Doing something slowly, mind, body and soul. Reminding yourself of the past, of the events that were important to you, mind, body and soul. Anything that you do and it's not connected to your soul because it's just meaningless, it's totally useless and meaningless to your bigger picture of your life, you won't ever remember it. You might think you're remembering it today, but you'll never ever remember it. You could be having a chocolate candy bar right now and you won't even remember having eaten it in a couple of hours. Maybe you will. Maybe because of this audio, maybe you will. Maybe you will say, yes, I'm now living mind, body and soul and I'm doing it slowly. The key word is slowly. When you live in the fast lane of life, you forget everything. When you're living in the slow lane, it's a slow motion, slow energy. And the way I can compare it is I remember my grandfather used to smoke a pipe and cigars. And the aroma of this, his cigars and the way that he smoked his pipe and the cigars, the way he was smoking, it was always slowly. Ah, he's breathing in, smoking. Ah, he did it slowly. Now, he was living in the moment, and I remember those vivid memories as a child, teenager, because I was living that moment with him. That's a memory that I'll never forget. So again, we are impressed and we have memories of slow motion moments when it was exciting. You remember the first time you do things, and you remember things when you do them in slow motion. That's kind of been the key word now for the name. Naim Ani Melech, in his book, he suggests to many people, and the reason why he has stars in the book, is because he says, you've got to read this book slowly. When you read a book, like a Harry Potter book, you read it and you remember the main bits, but you don't remember every single word. When you watch a movie, you don't remember every single phrase, every single thing that the actor says. Even in a song, you don't remember all the words of a song. You remember the vague bits, the important bits, but you don't remember everything. When you learn something properly, you remember every single bit of it. When you're living life properly, mind, body and soul, you remember every single bit of it. And because every single bit of it is not only connected to your soul, your higher self, it's connected to your emotions, your feelings. Your feelings are present in the moment, for good and for bad. For good and for bad feelings. You might have some bad feelings, but also those feelings are better than no feelings at all. Mind, body and soul.